Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's February 7, 2024, and we are here for individual and group healing. A little unusual start tonight. I did my private Mesa sitting immediately before the event, and the Mesa is already charged and open. So we will not have to take time for me to do that. I will just affirm that the allies I normally call are all present, all beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. I've made the container for myself, but we need to expand that. So, allies, please expand the safe, sacred space I've already created to include everyone on this call, live or on the recording. There we go. Beautiful. All right. So that gives us a big head start. Before I do further energetic work, let me give the usual stuff I need to say, which is I do encourage you to be fully present while we do this. This is usually about a 90-minute experience, and a number of you will be in the hot seat receiving healing from the group. And you'll be receiving healing not only from the live callers, but those who are listening to the recording afterwards. And everyone is going to get bounce back healing. Even if you don't get into the hot seat, even if you're on the recording, you will receive plenty of your own highest good healing as a thank you from the allies for supporting the folks there. So it's a lovely event that way. That's why we do it twice a month. I also want to acknowledge the folks I see on the live call. So big thanks for being here live to Angela, Bevy, Brian, Cass and Jim, Annie, James, Jennifer, Jesse, Mercy, Risa, Trisha, and a couple of phone callers, and Deborah. So welcome to all you folks, and an equally warm welcome to everyone who's hearing this that I did not name. Okay, so the allies are present. I now invite, I ask you to be, again, fully present while we do this. If you have to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. And if anyone would like to invite any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent to join us, please take a moment to do that now. Just a moment longer. Thank you. Allies, please optimize the energy in our container to clear anything that is not of highest vibration that serves highest good and to reinforce what is. Thank you. There we go. Yeah, something felt a little bit off, but we're good now. Okay, so let me guide you all in embodied awakening, the invocation, and then we'll get to the hot seat, folks. There's my first not tired, but moving energy yawn. All righty. So I think you all know the drill on the embodied awakening invocation. If not, just follow my instructions. This is where you invite your higher self to join you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. There's all kinds of sweet benefits of this, so I highly encourage it. So you're about to speak to your higher self. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must. And let's start talking to our higher self now, saying, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Become completely passive. Let your higher self come to you. Just totally relax. Let the energy come in. If you feel the energy coming in through your crown, just feel it. Let that be your focus. If you cannot feel that, just feel breath come and go on its own. If there's distraction, at some point you'll notice you got distracted. Just return your attention gently to feeling energy if you can, or breath otherwise. And please use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel this. For a lot of people, it's actually no effort at all. Lots of folks going into embodied awakening about now. Well, y'all are getting there pretty fast. We'll leave just a moment longer for others to enter or go more deeply into embodied awakening. That is feeling pretty sweet. You'll know you're in embodied awakening when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Even if you're not all the way, just moving even partway toward that is great. We'll take whatever shows up. I think we're ready. Okay, well done, everybody. So I love that we're getting such a quick start, even though I showed up 2 minutes late. Let's start with anyone who did not get into the hot seat in January, or anyone who feels an urgent need for healing, truly urgent. Unmuting is permitted. To do this, you do need to be able to speak to me, and we need to be able to talk to each other. So obviously, you got to be on the live call. If you're on a phone, star six should unmute and mute you. Otherwise, click that mic icon and step into the circle. Last call for anyone who has not been in the hot seat, or let me rephrase that. For anyone who has not been in the hot seat during the month of January. Anyone or anyone with an urgent. Hi, Marcy.
Yes, I will accept your gift.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Marcy. Thanks for getting this
Thank
right.
you. Once again, I need your help, Benjamin, to be able to articulate. I'm still having issues with my pelvic bowl and my second chakra. So I would love to be able to have divine healing for whatever works best to be able to feel healthy and whole again.
Okay, so maximum healing for your pelvic bowl and second chakra. Does that kind of get to it?
Yes, hopefully that will cover it, some that or something even better.
Okay, always.
All
So,
right.
is there any discomfort in that area right now?
Not like it was. I'm on the tail end of an infection, so I would say right now the pain might be a 3, which is nothing since it was like an 11. So
Okay. All
I know.
right, but we do want to know the current level so we can see at
Yes.
the end if it made a difference. Okay.
Yes, please.
So right now a 3 out of 10 on the pain level.
Exactly.
All right, we can work with that. Thank you
Thank
for
you.
being so concise, Marcy. I love it.
Yes, well, you're a good teacher.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So we're gonna have Marcy invoke and then everyone else will invoke. So Marcy, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum healing
Maximum healing
that serves highest good, please,
that serves highest good, please.
of my pelvic bowl
Of my pelvic bowl
and second chakra
and second chakra.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good,
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
this or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you. All right, you are complete, Marcy. Now you can be quiet while everyone else does their thing. Everybody else, as always, our method in this event is to be a passive conduit, and let the allies and your higher self send the energy through. They're way better at it than we humans are. So that means we humans are not going to visualize or imagine or actively send anything. We're just going to be the hollow reeds through which the energy flows. So, let me invite everyone else to invoke the following. Please repeat after me, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Marcy's highest good. May her pelvic bowl and second chakra receive the maximum healing that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. That's all the words. Now, everyone who's not Marcy, please just relax, be passive. And you may feel the energy coming in the top of your head and then flowing through various chakras out the front of your body. No hand gestures are needed. My hands are just comfortably palms down on my thighs. The energy comes out the chakras. Yeah. So just relax, let the energy come through. Let your higher self and the allies do it through you. Again, your ego, please, no sending, no visualizing, no imagining. Just be passive at the human level. Let the allies take care of it with their much greater potency and ability, and just use you as a pipeline. Marcy, are you feeling some good energy coming
Always.
in? And right now? Okay, good. All right, so just relax and receive that. The more passive you are, Marcy, the better this will work. And anyone in the hot seat or anyone at all who feels intense things coming up, if the body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you want to cry or make sound or need to make some big motions to move energy, that's all fine if the body wants to do it. So don't be shy if that wants to happen. Marcy, do you feel some heavy energy flushing out your hands and feet?
Especially my arms.
Good, let it drain. Now, that's a nice strong flow, isn't it, Marcy?
It's very spectacular. Thank you.
Okay, just let it run. I'm impressed that our group is enabling such a strong flow right out of the gate. Good job, everybody. Whether
Yeah,
you're
well, we have some heavy hitters there.
we do.
I know.
Everyone's doing a great job just staying passive and letting the energy come through. Please continue. Wow, did you feel that shift right there? It kind of went to a more equilibrium phase there, Marcy.
I feel like I'm in a rocket ship. It's very surreal,
All
but
right.
only if you believe in real.
All right. So I felt a notice. To me, it just stabilized. Is there more of a sense of the energy just holding its presence within you more constantly, as opposed to doing a lot of flushing out your hands and feet?
It's a very it's a very heavy and very wonderful experience. It's hard to language, Benjamin.
Okay. All right. So if what I'm saying is not your experience, let me know. Otherwise, I'll assume that my empathic sensitivity is working, but I'm always open to being corrected if I'm getting it wrong. I think that may be it. How does your second chakra and pelvic bowl feel now?
Well, can we do a couple more minutes? It's really feeling so much. It's very soothing. It's very soothing.
Okay, so do they feel better compared to when we
Yes,
started?
absolutely. Yes.
Is there any discomfort remaining right now?
No, it's been replaced with just a higher energy, a
Okay. All
vibration.
right, we'll leave a moment longer.
Thank you.
And while Marcy's getting topped off, the allies are now giving everyone who can hear my voice right now their own highest good energy. So here's the beginning of the bounce back effect I was talking about. At least my first awareness of it. When this happens, there's no diminishment of the good energy flowing to the person in the hot seat. The allies have more than enough energy for everybody. Yeah, that feels like it might be a completion point. Does that feel that way to you, Marcy?
Yes, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Benjamin. I'm so glad that I had this opportunity. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Just to be able to feel such joy instead of such pain is such a gift, such a beautiful gift. Thanks,
Nice.
everyone.
And right now, is there still no pain in the second chakra or the pelvic bowl?
It's this sounds ridiculous, but I'm vibrating at a higher level.
It doesn't sound ridiculous to me. That's what I hope happens on these calls. Yeah,
It's like I feel like I'm battery operated. I'd like to hire everybody for this to continue.
okay. All right. Sounds like a good outcome, Marcy. Thanks very
Yeah,
much.
thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to mute you. And is there anyone else who'd like to step into the hot seat who has not done this event, hot seat in January, or who feels an urgent need to receive? Oh, we have a phone caller. Who's this?
Hi, Benjamin. This
Hi.
is Deborah.
Deborah.
And I did not get on the hot seat in January.
Well, you're up
So
there.
I'd love a turn. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, they can't speak because they're muted.
I know. I'm
However,
saying hi to
we,
them.
yeah. So, just as a reminder, what I ask of people in the hot seat, we don't need a big long backstory. All we need to know is what would you like to be different by the time your healing is done, if possible? What would you like to be different, Deborah?
Totally. I would like for my bone marrow to produce more white blood cells. I'm having some issues with low white blood cell count and to the point where I have to be isolated from people for a while.
Wow.
So I'd like a healing in the bone marrow to help get the white blood cells produced so I can fight off disease.
Right. We need to get you on the straight and narrow, don't we? All right. So this is going to be a tough one to gauge effectiveness because I'm
Yeah.
assuming you're not going to be able
Can't
to feel
measure.
the difference. I mean, maybe you'll feel something.
Yeah.
Who knows? But
But I have faith in it, so
okay.
that's fine.
Just out of curiosity, is there any discomfort in the bone marrow that you can perceive right now?
Not at all. It's I feel fine. I just happen to have some tests where I know that it's very, very low for some reason, and I'm having some difficulty in that
Okay,
area.
I
So,
accept that. And I just wanted to check if there was a possibility of a conscious awareness of the healing. So if not, that's fine. We'll put it that way. Okay. So Deborah, I invite you to say the following: Spirit that I am,
spirit that I am.
divine allies,
And divine allies,
maximum healing
maximum healing
that serves highest good, please.
that serves highest good, please.
May my bone marrow
May my bone marrow
make the maximum number of white blood cells
make the maximum number of white blood cells
that serve my highest good.
that serve my highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you're done. Relax and be passive. You're done speaking. Now you receive passively. Everybody else, I invite you to repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Deborah's highest good. May her bone marrow produce the maximum number of white blood cells that serve her highest good. To promote her optimal state of health. This or something better. All right, everybody relax. Same drill as before. Deborah, you just passively receive the incoming energy. Everybody else, passively allow the divine allies to flow the energy in the top of your head and out the front of your body. Over to Deborah. We'll just let it roll. Deborah, are you feeling that incoming energy?
Yeah, I feel kind of warm in my core. It's quite nice.
Okay, so you just relax and let the energy do what it will. The more passive we all are, the better it works. Okay, the energy just smoothed out, and I'm feeling it's like, feels to me, Deborah, like the major shakeup just got done, and now you're able to send the energy in more smoothly and have it flow through more easily. And if your experience is different, you can let me know. Wow, that's a. Yeah, that's a very smooth, strong flow. Great job, everybody. Keep it coming. Reminding you once again, you're just as effective a helper if you're on the recording as on the live call. All these events are held in the Akashic records beyond time and space, and you can participate regardless of when and where you are. Deborah, are you feeling a bit of an altered state coming on there?
I just feel very meditative. And right when you, just before you said there was a shift, you know, you have that experience where you just have a very relaxed, huge, deep, sighing, relaxing breath. It's just lovely.
Good. Well, keep enjoying that. Thank you. You're doing a great job receiving. Stay passive. Any distractions that arise, just note them and return your attention back to feeling the energy. Distractions are welcome in the background, but you put your attention on feeling energy the best you can. Once again, I feel the good vibes spreading out to everybody live and on the recording. I'm feeling a very peaceful, one could almost say blissful experience available for everyone. So just enjoy that if it's coming to you too. Some of you may now be feeling a little more like a being of energy than a being of solid matter. They're doing some very subtle work on you now, Deborah. Just keep relaxing and letting them do their hopefulness. It feels like it might be the completion of the process. How does it feel there, Deborah?
Yeah, that feels good. There's definitely some energy that moved around and it feels calm now.
Good. So again, they'll probably keep working you a little bit, even as we move to the next person. So if you feel you want to just rest in what's happening, feel free to do that as long as it feels appropriate. Then you can turn your attention to supporting the others on the call. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Well done, Deborah. Thanks for stepping up. All right. Anyone else who would like to be in the Greg, hey.
Hello, Benjamin, and everybody.
So you were not in the hot seat in January?
I was not.
All right,
That
cool.
is true.
So what would you ideally like to be different by the time
Well,
your healing round is done?
I've been having like cramping and twitching and sort of numbness in my hands and legs. So if those things could go away, that would be good.
Okay. I have had similar symptoms from time to time. Can I first offer a practical idea that might help a bit, possibly?
I'm open to anything.
Have you been taking baths with Epsom salts and sea salt?
Well, yes, in fact, an hour before this call.
Have
No.
you been doing that with any kind of regularity?
Maybe twice a week, maybe.
Okay. Does it seem to help at all in the day or two following with the symptoms?
Hard to say. I don't think so. It certainly makes me feel more relaxed, but
Okay. Sometimes twitching, the body sometimes doesn't have enough magnesium, and magnesium soaks into the body really nicely from Epsom salts. So just if, but again, if it's not helping, then it's not helping. That may not be a helpful thing at all.
Well, maybe I need to do it more often.
I don't know. It certainly feels good, and the salts aren't that expensive. Okay, so just a practical thought that popped to mind right away. All right, so you would like calmness and normal feeling instead of all the numbness and cramping and twitching, correct?
Yes.
All right, let's see what we can do with that. Is there any of those symptoms happening at this very moment?
Yes.
Okay. And on a 0 to 10 scale of intensity, how strong would you say it is?
Six, maybe.
6. Okay. And is it all of the above, cramping, twitching, and numbness, or is it just one of those or two of those at the moment?
No, it's all three of those, yeah.
3. Okay. All right. So take a moment and just feel the sixness of that. Let me know when you have a really good feel of that so we can compare afterward.
Yep,
All
I
right.
got it.
Good. Okay. Are you ready to invoke?
I am ready.
All right. So, Greg, please say the following. Spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am,
divine allies,
divine allies,
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
maximum healing that serves nice good, please.
May the cramping, twitching, and numbness
Maybe cramping, twitching, and numbness
in my hands and legs
in my hands and legs
be completely and finally eliminated
be completely and finally eliminated
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Well done. Okay, you just relax now and stay passive for the rest of your time in the hot seat. Everybody else, I invite you to repeat after me, spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Greg's highest good. May the cramping, twitching, and numbness in his hands and legs be completely and finally eliminated. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, release the words, everyone. Everyone, once again, please go completely passive and let your divine helpers flow energy through you to Greg. Greg, do you feel that incoming energy?
I think so, yeah.
Good. So you just relax and receive, and let's just all let it roll. Everybody remember, the more passive your ego is, the better this works. Please just let go and let the energy move on its own. Is your body feeling more like energy now, Greg?
Yes.
Good. It's working. You just relax. That's because when your body feels more like energy than solid matter, it's because you've awakened enough to correctly perceive that that is how things are. Things that appear to be physical are not really solid matter. They're just energy vibrating a bit more slowly. I'm feeling a lot of energy, especially in your arms, working down into the subtle levels, a little in the legs. Yeah, they're working it, Greg. You just relax and let them do their thing. They're getting in there and shaking out what doesn't belong there. Sometimes numbness of that nature is due to the spine not being properly aligned. Have you been seeing a chiropractor to help with this?
Yes, once a week, yeah.
Does that offer any relief even temporarily?
No.
I just got a vision of one or more nerves being blocked or squeezed permanently between vertebrae. Have you been to a spine doctor?
No, I haven't. Not that.
Might be worth a shot.
Okay.
Because usually numbness of the hands and legs is a nerve issue, and the nerve is being constricted or compressed somehow. I'm not a doctor and I'm not qualified to diagnose, but it might be worth investigating if there's something in your spine that is interfering with the nerve being able to transmit its normal impulses. I'm shaking something up. Yeah, Greg and everyone else, if your body wants, as I said earlier, if your body wants to shake or if you want to cry or make sound or make physical movements that want to happen, that's all good. If the body wants to do it spontaneously. Yeah, Greg, it feels to me like they're really getting in there and shaking something up. So that's a good sign here. Please be willing to feel any discomfort that arises as part of this process. You do have to feel it to heal it. And often unpleasant energies arising is a one shot, and if you feel it all the way, then it leaves, and you don't have to feel that particular unpleasantness again. And I'm starting to feel a significant energetic drain out the hands, a little bit out the feet. Are you noticing that?
Yes.
Very good. Let that drain. Once again, the folks other than Greg are doing a fabulous job. Well done, each and every one of you. Keep the passivity going. Let the allies work through you, whether you're live or on the recording. I'm feeling a really notable state change to a feeling of more just peacefulness. Do you happen to be noticing that, Greg?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Just enjoy that. And this is available for everyone who's hearing my voice. This peacefulness is going to come to you as well. Just stay relaxed and you'll get as much of it as serves highest good. And it will support what's happening. And right now, Greg, are you feeling kind of floaty?
Yeah, of
Yeah,
course.
that's your light body. Good job being aware of that. They've lifted most of you slightly out of the body so they can work the body a little more vigorously without causing too much discomfort. There they go, shaking it up. As always, Benjamin is not making any of this happen. Benjamin is just the empathic color commentator, watching what's happening and verbalizing it as well as is possible. You now feel how they're kind of reintegrating you fully back into the body. Nice. Is that a pretty nice feeling space right there? All
Yeah, yes.
right, good. So let's check the efficacy of the work. Previously, you were at a six regarding all the cramping and twitching and numbing in the hands and legs. What's the intensity number of all that now?
Well, hands is down to maybe one.
Whoa. Okay.
Legs are still at a five, maybe.
Okay.
Pretty much gone in the arms, though.
Wow. So we got real good efficacy on the arms, not so much on the legs.
Yep.
Okay. Allies, is that all you can do right now? They're saying give us a moment longer. Now they're really firing up the legs. You feel that? All
Yeah, something changed.
right, so give them a moment to spruce up the legs the best they can.
Stretch.
That was fast. How do the legs feel now?
It's changed.
Give me a number if you can.
Done four through the.
Okay, so better. The allies would like to continue working with you, but they also want to make time for the next hot seat person. So, Greg, I invite you to remain passive. And even though everyone else is going to focus on the next person in the hot seat, the allies are going to keep working you for a little while longer.
Okay.
And once you feel like they're complete, then you can return your attention to helping the other folks in the hot seat, okay?
Yes, I understand.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much for stepping up and giving us a chance to serve you.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, well done. All righty. Anybody else who'd like to step into the hot seat who has not done this event in the hot seat in January or who feels urgent need for support? Brian.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, welcome. So, what would you like to be different if possible?
I pulled and strained my lower back,
Oh.
so the right side of my lower back.
Okay. And what's the pain level on that 1 to 10?
Yesterday was at an eight, and after a lot of work and manipulation the last day or two, it's down to a five.
So, but at this moment, it's about a five.
Right now, it's at a five, yeah.
Okay. So the right lower back. And is it mainly a muscular thing?
It seems to be mainly muscular and maybe a nerve, but yeah, mostly muscular.
Okay. Actually, we don't even need to know that. I was just curious. Okay. All right. So you're ready to see if the allies can help you out with this?
I am, yes.
All right. So I invite you to say the following, spirit that I am,
The spirit that I am,
divine allies.
divine allies,
Maximum healing that serves highest good.
maximum healing that serves highest good.
May my right lower back
May my right lower back
and all strained areas
and all strained areas
be returned to perfect health
be returned to perfect health.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
It or something better.
All right, you relax. Everyone else, please repeat after me if you wish. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Brian's highest good. May his right lower back be completely healed and free of all strain and pain. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right. Do the passive thing.
I'm on it.
You're coming in strong. All right. So Brian, it may feel intense, it won't be too much, but you feel how they just kind of turned it on full speed there.
Was a huge shift.
Yeah, just let it work. I call that the fire hydrant effect when it comes on that fast. Woo! Yeah, I think even the hollow reed folks are noticing the high velocity of energy coming through. Now it's slowing down. Now, does it feel more like a stasis field in there?
It's definitely more intense than it was. It's not as intense as it just was a little while ago.
Yeah, what I am perceiving is instead of a strong incoming flow, all the energy's in there that you need, and now it's doing its work. So it's like they got what they need, and now the energy is doing its job in there. If your experience is different, let me know.
It's definitely more intense than it was. Or me getting in the hot seat.
Okay, good. All right, so just feel whatever's happening there in the lower right back. They're getting in there and shaking out the disharmonious energies, rapid healing the muscles.
Definitely feels like that there's a heating pad on my back.
Yep. Really, really passive. They're going in deeper. Are you in something of an altered state now, Brian?
A little bit of an altered state. I just feel that pressure as though the energy right around my body is just pressing within itself.
Good. That's what they needed to do right now. So just relax into that. Just be with it, even if it feels a little unpleasant. As always, no overwhelm will ever happen using any of our invocation tools. It may get intense, it'll never get too much. I'm starting to feel a flush out the hands. It's a good sign. They're now flushing out the stuff that doesn't need to be there. A little bit at the feet. Is there a little more consciousness of your divine presence in your body now, Brian?
There is.
Yeah, I'm feeling that lighten up pretty nicely. Now it feels like they're slowing down. We'll see if they're done or not. Give them a moment longer. Let's check in. How does the what's the pain level in the lower right back at this point?
Maybe it's down to about a three or two.
Okay, that's down by about half. That's good. They're saying they want a moment longer, so let's keep running just a bit longer, please. If you feel a little emotional pain coming up, just be with that as well. Is that the completion allies right there? Yeah. They say they're complete with your healing round with the focus of the group. What's the 1 to 10 now on that discomfort?
Right about it too.
Okay, well that's an improvement. They have a little more for you on your own. So if you want to again take as long as feels appropriate to continue receiving the healing directly from the allies, as we humans turn our attention to the next person, please do that, Brian, for as long as it feels appropriate, okay?
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
thanks for volunteering. Appreciate you. All righty. Anybody else who meets the original criteria, didn't do it in January for the hot seat, and or feel urgent need for healing right now? If so, please unmute. Last call for that. All right. Anyone who was not in the hot seat last time in the latter half of January and or feels urgent need for healing? Feel free to unmute now. Last call for that. All right, open season. Anybody can unmute who would like a healing. Is it Cass or Jim?
We're both here, but it's Jim.
All right, Jim. So, what would you like to be different?
So what I'd like to work on or heal is, I guess, greatest good healing for my ancestral lineage.
Okay. And right now, do you have an energetic sense of the vibe of your ancestral lineage right now? That
It's
may be a
pretty
big ask.
good, but I don't know how to put a number on it. It's improved.
All
But
right. So let's not worry about numbers, but
yeah.
just if you can, if you can have any sense of that, its status energetically, just kind of feel what that is. And let me know when you have a sense of it. Not in words, but just a feeling.
Yeah, I got a feeling.
Okay. So we'll see what the difference is at the end if we can. I love to measure when we can. Okay. All right. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Maximum healing.
Maximum healing
My ancestral lineage.
of my ancestral lineage.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You relax into that. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Jim's highest good, for the healing of his ancestral lineage. Thank you. All right. Same drill as always, or we'll just relax and let it flow. And what you're hearing is Cass, his partner. That's fine, Cass. You can vocalize all you want. Just wanted people to know there wasn't someone unmuted who shouldn't be or anything. You know, a lot of good shake it up energy. It's a good sign. Are you feeling that incoming energy there, Jim? Good. You just keep relaxing and receiving. That's pretty intense. It's credit to everybody. Credit to Jim for being able to receive that level of intensity, and credit to everybody else who's willing to let that intensity flow through them. Everybody's doing a great job here. And the bounce back healing is happening for everybody. So if you stay passive, it will not be a problem for energy to flow through you to Jim at the same time as you receive your own highest good energy. Whether you're live or on the recording. They are still shaking it up. This is wonderful. Relax into that intensity, Jim. I know that must feel strong. Just be with it. Just be with it. They know you can handle it. That feels like they're not a lot more is flowing in at the moment, but it feels like they're now focusing on the energy that's already come in. And again, everyone hearing my voice is getting a similar blessing. Everyone just relax into what's happening. You're starting to get into an interesting altered state there, Jim.
Yes.
Good. Just relax into that as well. And that energy is saturating more deeply into you now, it feels like. Let it soak in like water into a sponge. Okay, please once again feel into the status of that ancestral lineage energy. Tell me, Jim, please, if it feels any different now.
Yeah, much more expansive.
Good. Does that feel complete for now? All
Think so, yeah.
right. So they're inviting you also to spend a moment longer with them as we move to the next person, if you wish, Jim.
Yeah, thank
So
you.
spend as much time in your process as feels appropriate, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. All right. We got time for maybe one more. Well, definitely one more. We'll see how long that one takes. So who wants to possibly be our final hot seat person of the night? If that's you, please unmute yourself. A big job, but I invite someone to do it. And if no one volunteers, we'll just do a group event where everyone sends and receives at the same time. So last call for anyone who would like to be in the hot seat. Alrighty then. We get to do our big group event. So this is something we usually do now at the end of our individual and group healing events, where we each are simultaneously flowing highest good to all others on the call, live or on the recording, and simultaneously receiving the good energy coming through them. And it creates this amazing geometry in the inner worlds. So it feels really good. Excuse me. So let's do that. Everyone, please take a moment to just feel your current state. Feel how you feel. And we'll phrase this in just in terms of highest good energy. If you need healing, you'll get healing. If I just want to give you a nice altered state or awakening, you'll get that. But highest good kind of covers all the bases here. So, please repeat after me if you wish. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for the highest good of everyone in this event, live or on the recording, as I simultaneously receive the energy they're flowing to me. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Thank you. Now just relax. Total passivity, please. This is more than most human brains could keep up with, but if you just relax, the allies will take care of the whole thing easily. Let the energy move. Please have no preference about whether your experience is more blissful or more challenging. Just be with whatever arises. It's all going to be good for you in the long run. Remembering that every good healing, every bit of heavy energy that's flushed away opens you a little more to your divinity by clearing that obstacle out of the way of your divine essence. Relax, be passive, let the energy work its magic, please. Just felt a nice shift. Some of you were going into some lovely altered states right here. Just relax and enjoy those. Even if the consciousness you're moving into is brand new to you, just relax into it the best you can. Every awakening is always a surprise. And if your experience is completely different than what I'm describing, go with your experience. Each of us is getting exactly what we need right now. Some of us are now feeling more like a being of light than a being of solid matter. Just to be with that if it's happening. Pretty strong altered state becoming available. Some of you may be noticing a blended group field, and if so, just be part of that. Slowly regaining more physical awareness. As these beautiful energies are being impregnated into your body. Where they will grow and develop and evolve. Giving birth to ever deepening divine consciousness. So it feels like most of us are mostly conscious in our physical bodies, but the bodies feel very different, much more like light than physical matter, which, as I said earlier, is the more accurate perception. Leave just a moment longer to settle into our bodies. Touchdown. Well done, everybody. All right. I believe that's it. So we're going to wrap it up. See if there's any last anything they want to do. It is really take a moment to feel how you feel. Notice your if your consciousness has shifted because of this final round. And after I close, we'll leave time for questions and feedback, of course. Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a Kocha in Queechi. Thank you, beautiful allies, for supporting this beautiful work. Thanks for all the healing flow. Thanks for blessing everybody on the call. As always, we couldn't do it without you and are so grateful for your infinite blessings. Thank you. Beautiful divine allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, the container is closed and we ended about 9 minutes early. If anyone has any, and if anyone has to go, they can go. But if anyone has any questions or comments, you're welcome to hang around and speak them or type them. So feel free to begin now. And if no one is communicating, we can just enjoy this remaining beautiful divine flow energy. Anybody? Could be one of those speechless nights, and that's all right. Brian typed, truly appreciate every single one of you feeling better. Thank you. Glad you got some good physical healing there, Brian. Jesse types, wonderful blissed out states. Thank you all. Thank you, Jesse. Risa, ooh, she sent a sparkly heart. How'd you do that? I didn't know you could do that in our chat. It's an animated sparkling heart. That's so cool. Thank you, Risa. Risa said, stickers. All right, I have to check out the stickers then. Someone hearted the heart. Anybody else with a question or comment? All righty then, last call for questions or comments. All right, we'll call it good then. Thanks everyone who is participating live or on the recording. So grateful that we can help out some members specifically and spread a lot of other good, helpful energy to other members as well. So we'll call it a night. We got one more event tomorrow night, astrology mini readings. That's not recorded, so do show up live if you want to have a quick chart reading. Oh, Greg just typed thank you to everyone. Thank you for being here, Greg. And we'll wrap it up. Big blessings to all of you. Thanks for being an Awakening Plus. And we'll do it again. tomorrow. Bye.